Wind energy is a growing industry, and evolving technologies are making the process more efficient and productive. With a future that will continue to include more and more windmill farms, questions continue on how best to protect our winged friends from harm. As it turns out, a new startup business in Washtenaw County has some of the answers. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Russell Connard, and Russell is the co-founder and chief technology officer of Ornicept. Ornicept has pioneered a system that will prove useful in protecting birds at wind farms and other places that are proven hazardous. Good morning, Russell, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, in a rudimentary way, explain to me how this software works.
Well, if you're trying to collect data on a wind farm where the birds are today, you've got to go out starting 3 years in advance, and you take with you a clipboard, a clicker, a GPS, a camera, a topographical map, a Sharpie, and a broken pencil. And this takes a lot of effort to collect all of this data, later to integrate all of this data. And if you really want to do it well, you have to enter the data two or three times for quality assurance. Well, this takes a huge amount of time away from smart people doing smart people things. And so we've developed touchscreen software that allows you to just tap away in the field. And as soon as you get back to the office and you sync online, everything's there for quick analysis.
Is there still a quality control check and balances in the system?
There is, but there's a huge advantage in entering right in the field. One of the problems that these biologists face is that when they get back to the office, if they can't understand one of their field notes, you can't go back. You can never see that bird fly by again. And so we allow that data to be collected the first time in the field digitally, which cuts down a lot of time and makes them more effective at their jobs.
Was there or will there ever be a system in place where we kind of eliminate the field worker and have technology do the work for us?
Well, that's something that we've been working on pioneering as well, using cameras to automate this field detection. We think that the wide market applicability is a little bit off, but for now we think that it's very important to do these studies. We are agnostic to the values of wind. We believe that whether a wind farm is built or not built really should depend on the data. And so by helping collect higher quality data about where the birds are and what they're doing, we can help mitigate those risks to birds.
So what we're talking about is in advance of any permitting process or construction of a wind farm, you go out and or people will go out with this technology and assess the suitability of the area.
That's exactly right. It turns out that it's not that an entire state is bad for birds, or even an entire county. Within a wind project itself, it's often only a string of turbines that might cause problems. Maybe on a project of 100 turbines, just a few. And so the goal is to understand where within the project have the highest risk to birds, and then you can make what are called micro-siting decisions to really make that a bird-friendly wind park.
And as you mentioned, it takes up to 3 years to go through this process if you want to build a wind farm. How much time can this software take off that process?
Well, you still have to go out and understand the seasonality of bird movement, because 1 year to the next, weather patterns change a lot. I recently moved to Michigan, and I find it funny when people tell me that this is an unusually cold winter because last year was great. And it's like, you know, the 20 years you lived here before that, I think it was pretty cold. And so with seasonal changes from year to year, you have to have the data to know how the birds are going to change from year to year and condition to condition. And so when you're doing these studies today, it's very hard to rely on anecdotal evidence and stacks of notepads to understand how the birds are moving. We've also built an analytical package online that allows you to not only view a short-term, small statistics approach, but use what's called a big data approach. So you can use things like climate and seasonality in conjunction with artificial intelligence approaches to really understand how your birds are moving.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Russell Connard. Russell is co-founder and chief technology officer of Ornicept. He's pioneered a software system that may prove very useful in protecting birds at wind farms and other places that have proven hazardous. Now, where else can this software make a difference? Airports?
Airports are a great application because right now, if you want to see how birds are active around airports, you send a guy out a few times a shift. The issue with this is that there's high turnover rates at airports, and there's concerns about how they can monitor birds long-term and understand the patterns. By using the tablets that we've developed with this touchscreen software, you can see patterns in birds over long periods of time and understand that, for example, with certain climate conditions, you're much more likely to have risk of bird strike. In the United States last year alone, there were more than 14,000 reported bird strikes, and it cost the civilian and military aviation spaces more than $600 million. By using technologies like ours to better understand that bird movement, you can save lives and reduce the risks of these bird aircraft strikes.
And what's the next step? Once bird patterns have been detected and you can come up with a better safety, how do you deter the birds from continuing on the flight pattern they're accustomed to?
Well, it turns out that if you better understand the patterns of birds, you can modify your flight paths or have higher risk levels for pilots. Now, there's a park that's a little bit south of Detroit called Lake Erie Metro Park. Mm-hmm. It has a couple hundred thousand raptors fly through every year. You got falcons and hawks, vultures. And these are flying just miles from Detroit Metro Airport. And so we believe that if a system like ours was used, for example, and we could help predict these migratory patterns and see when they're going to be great risk, then the pilots can be made aware and the airport personnel can know when the highest risks are going to be present at the site.
Well, I mentioned at the outset that Ornicept is a startup company, so at this stage it's still very small. Have you put the technology to a test at this point?
I just got back from a week in Wyoming at wind farms and talking to environmental consultants that do these studies, and they're excited to partner with us and do some of our first tests. As we are a startup company, we just recently moved to Michigan, and we've loved the business environment here. It's great to be here in Washtenaw County. We're hiring people. We've started doing some limited manufacturing in the area, and we found that this is a great place to start a company.
Well, has the system been purchased and put to use in the field anywhere as of yet?
It has. And so we've just recently secured our first customers, and we're excited to be working with a large energy utility that has wind projects all across the country to start testing the applicability of our system to understanding their bird data to be more responsible with the environment.
Now, as they test this product out in the field, will they still have to go with the old methodology as well, just in case the application doesn't prove suitable?
Well, one thing that's nice about our system is a very fast feedback loop, and this helps them to be more productive with their studies. We've talked to some of the federal regulators that manage these projects, and they're concerned that studies that take 6 months or maybe even years will be done, and the data isn't that useful because they weren't conducted right. Since the data from our system is uploaded on day one, you can check and see the quality of the data and how applicable it is to what you're doing.
How might the use of the technology expand one day? I mean, do you envision it being used for other things other than avian safety?
Exactly. So when you're conducting a study on any type of natural resources, whether it's birds in our first case or fish, water quality, air quality, land, you're still using these write-in-the-rain notepads. And our goal is that for all types of natural resource data, we can build a more customized solution that caters to what they're doing. Just basic form software isn't enough to do things like GPS transects where you're walking line to line around wind turbines. And so we're developing applications that meet those customized needs for those who are doing biology work in the field or other types of ecology resource surveys.
Where can people learn more about the technology and your company?
Well, I'd love for people to visit our website at ornicept.com. That's ornicept.com.
Russell, thank you very much. We wish you well.
It was a pleasure being here this morning. I appreciate it.
That is Russell Connard, and Russell is co-founder and chief technology officer of Ornicept. Ornicept, again, has pioneered some software that may prove very useful in protecting birds at wind farms and other places that have proven hazardous. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. The segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.